Eddie Hayes. Welcome. Hey, welcome to the New World. Welcome to PBS Radio. Welcome to Radio Free America. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show, where we connect the dots, try to make some sense of it all. This is your host, Tom Edison, speaking. Tom Edison, that's the name that, kind of like the great inventor. Well, this Tom Edison is also a 2024 presidential candidate. Hey, go to the PBS Radio Network schedule. Scheduling for Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. That's where we're at now. I'm on the East Coast, so it's 9 p.m. And click on the name of the show, Connect the Dots, and you'll have all the info relating to me running for the presidency and why. But if you're a registered Democrat or Republican, you need to vote for me. This is the last U.S. presidential election. Don't ask me to explain it, but I just happen to have the inside information. This is your last chance to break the stronghold two-party system and vote for an independent person who's not going to side with either one of the other sides. In fact, I'm claiming to be able to get these obstinate tit-for-tat players to get along with each other. And there isn't a Democrat or a Republican presidential candidate that can do that. Biden, there wasn't even trying. The other was Trump. So what are you going to vote for, one loser or the other loser? Yeah, I'll call them both losers because, look, they both had 4 years and they accomplished shit, really. Somebody like me, I accomplished more in 1 week than both of them put together did in their four-year terms. That's right, because that's what a real working person knows how to do. Not no rich, money-grabbing billionaires and other people that pay other people to do things for them, have, you know, born with the silver spoon in their mouth, never worked a real day's life in their whole friggin' life. Why do you want to go vote for these people for? Most of you people voting out there, you're regular people like me, 9 to 5ers, and worked your whole life through just to stay at the middle class, which became the lower middle class. But I'm the guy here to change all that, you know? We're tired of the elites running our government, the corporate government, yeah. You know, corporations run the government, you know? In fact, all our laws are corporate laws. Look into that one, too. Admiralty law. That's all your stupid laws and statutes that take away our freedoms. You know, the original Constitution was the law of the land. Do some research. Find out about this. You don't hear any of the big shot candidates talking about this stuff. So what do you want to vote for them for? They're not really willing to spill the beans, tell the whole truth. They're calling you, oh, I just love President Trump. Yeah. I'm going to push that waiters and waitresses don't have to support the tips they get. We report them to pay taxes on it. Well, first of all, most of the people in those jobs, they don't admit to all they make. They know they have to admit to a little. So, I mean, let's talk a real conversation here. And who are the creeps that ever came up with the idea that people should have to report their tips as wages? Please. The whole IRS thing is a scam, and, you know. But the big shot's talking about that. Now, he wants to talk about, oh, I'm going to, for all of you waiters and waitresses, you don't have to pay tax money on your tips. All the smart ones already don't even report any of it or close to none of it. So what does it really mean? Trying to win brownie points, you know, from you voters to trick you into voting for him. The guy had this 4 years, and he did very, very little. He likes to claim he did a lot, but he did very, very little, you know? like I said, what he did in 4 years, I could do that in 1 week. And he has no plan to get to Congress to get along with each other. You know, when he was a president, it was a logjam, you know, right down the middle. And he didn't get any congressional support at all, nor did he know how to get them to work together. Well, I just had to say that, you know. But check it out for yourself. You'll be impressed. Go to the, Connect the Dots, the radio show. Click on the name, Connect the Dots, on the BBS schedule, and that'll take you. Talks about my ethics there, and it'll take you right to my presidential website, which is 2020president.com. So this is last year, last election too, just to let everybody know, this isn't my first time doing it. So, but I don't know any allegiance to any traitorous political party, and both the parties are traitorous, you know? They wipe their ass with the Constitution. I'm sure you know that. So when the hell are you going to vote for the presidential candidate? And you believe the lies that nobody outside of the two-party system can win? Well, I've got the ticket here. It's called the Reagan candidate. They don't monitor that. They haven't a clue as to how anybody could pull it off. Well, let's prove them wrong, you know? Wouldn't it be nice to see if I won a popular vote in every state that whether the electoral voters are going to dutifully do their job and give me all the electoral votes, or are they going to accept bribe money to go against the grain and not cheerfully do their duty? That'd be nice to find out, you know? And who else is talking about, let's change the voting machines, get rid of the electronic ones because they're all hackable? How come none of the Democrat or Republican candidates or even one of these are even talking about that? You can't have a fair election with crooked electronic voting machines. I mean, that's the easiest thing right there. Forget about throwing boxes of ballots away and stuff like that. Electronic voting machines, you can delete a million votes with a click of a button. It's been done in the past for hundreds of thousands of votes, but this big election coming up, they'll do it with millions of votes. You know, people that they were going to come have the guts to come out and vote for me. I want them to all hand write it in. I want a physical check on everything, and I want representatives. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work. We the people have to work for this one to make it happen, but it can happen. Every polling booth and county votes for me. Hey, the federal government won't even do that. You realize that? That's how crooked the whole system is. Only the counties keep records of write-ins. So there has to be a representative to me at every county in the country. And also at every polling booth, too, to see that any write-ins are not tossed away. You know? And I demand electronic voting. And guess what? I've got it all worked out. I'm caught bringing everything to the surface here. And if I don't feel I'm getting cheated, I'm going to call fraud on the election. One, you know, I'm calling for the voting machines to get fixed. All the electronic machines have to go. If the government isn't willing to take that, have consideration from you because I don't trust those machines and it's been proven they all can be hacked into, well, that's enough reason to call for it a fraudulent election because that's how they're going to cheat. In fact, that's why Democrats and Republican presidential candidates are not talking about it because both parties plan to cheat like hell to win the election. Well, there's going to be a big protest. On my part, and every American citizen, too, when they don't remove the electronic voting machines that have been proven to be hackable, and they go on having the election with those electronic voting machines. Come on, there's plenty of time to change this and go back to all handwritten ballots. You know? I'm talking common sense here. Isn't there anybody else in this whole damn country that's willing to support a man who's talking common sense? And stand up and let's start squawking now ahead of time, you know? Because they're planning on cheating. They're planning on heavily cheating with the electronic voting machines, and nobody can prove otherwise. Talk about the crooked government. I'll just move into the next topic here. Do you realize there is some company that found materials that can be used to make the lithium batteries for electronic vehicles out in Idaho. And there's 200 of our U.S. Congress members that have bought stock in this company. And they acquired the land in Idaho and acquired the water rights, because extracting this mineral requires an excessive amount of water. And 500 farmers have been not denied use of the water table in Idaho, which means they'll go out of business probably. 500 of them. And the Idaho government is, they're getting bribed to go along with this plan. So the 200 congressional members who have stock in the company can be sure to get plenty of dividends real fast as soon as they start mining all that exotic material out there in Idaho. That is how crooked your federal government is. And apparently state government Idaho is crooked too, as are many of the other state governments. A perfect example, look at New York State. Man, is that a crooked government? Let me get a drink of water here. And then there's Gavin Newsom, another top-notch criminal politician. He's actually putting things on Twitter talking about raising the age for people to legally buy guns, as if that's going to stop people from killing people with guns, please. Trying to score a few points with the voters there. That's all these politicians know. What can we con the voters to believe we're really going to do something for them? I'm somebody who do something for everyone. Again, go to my website. You can get there via the BBS radio schedule. I'm on Station 1, Connect the Dots, 8 p.m. Saturday. All right. So that's a perfect example. I heard there was another incident going down in Arizona, but apparently around the same time, but apparently Arizona government stopped the Saudi Arabia had a lot of growing heavy water use crop, and they were giving it unlimited use of the water table in Arizona. And luckily, the state government put a stop to that before it continued any further. You say, what the hell is that? Well, this is what our stupid federal government controlled by corporations does. You know, allows the Saudis to come in, basically steal our water to grow crops, to send back to their country, and they can eat those crops grown on our soil using our water. Well, where's the oversight in any of this? Hey, as long as you have a corporate government, like the one that got first established in 1871, the one we still have, basically, a traitorous corporation run by elites, bankers, anybody with corporations with money, and they buy all the congressional members out. How do you stop this? Well, the only way to do it is with the power of suggestion. But I won't be able to suggest anything to the Congress unless I have access to the Congress. And the only way I would have access to the Congress where I could persuade them to give up their evil ways is to be the president. You see how important this is to support somebody who knows how to solve problems and knows how to get into the problems. Just like the border situation, just getting worse and worse. Nobody, why are you going to waste the taxpayers' money as that? And then we got states dumping illegal immigrants on other states. This just continues to happen, and nobody is stopping it. And, the old saying, the buck stops here at the top. Well, what's Biden doing? Nothing. And what will Trump do? Reappropriate some more money to continue building the wall. It's far from done, believe me. And there's only so much money to build so much of that, and it's already been proven the wall alone does not work. And there won't be enough money to finish the wall completely. And, the people that want to get into it, they're going to tunnel under the wall, or they bring the tall ladders, and And, you know, you have to have a better plan than just a wall, because you have too long of a border there. And so you got two candidates running for president, Democrats and Republicans, and neither one has a real solution for the border problem. The solution is ingenuity and turning it into a profit-making situation. That's right. The border situation, we're wasting millions of dollars allowing people to come in that we don't even want, you know, and we have to take care of them and do all this and blah, 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 you know, cost a fortune. Meanwhile, with a little ingenuity, all those people on the other side of the border, they can be put to work and make a contribution and turn the situation into a profitable situation with total control, so they cannot migrate in and go wherever they want. And the criminals will soon be detected when they're put into a working situation, because criminals don't want to work. And all that can be monitored and rearranged. You can start on day one. Close the borders, period. Bring the full force down there and start this new procedure of dealing with people lining up to get it, sneak in our government. We don't even want to, I mean, come on, we don't want these people here if they do come in legally, truthfully, because the attitude now, especially all these people at the southern border, they have no interest in learning our language, and that ought to be a requirement. Don't even try to walk through the gate and legally, if you can't speak English, please. You know, take the time to learn it before you come and try to come in here. And that's not asking too much. You know, the immigrants from Europe, they all had different languages. They all took the time to learn to speak English because they wanted to be part of the new country. These refugees, illegals, and criminals that want to get in now, they don't want to be part of our country. They want to come here and use us and abuse us and get the freebies. Well, it's a bag of crap. There needs to be a three-year process for anybody to get in. Get in line, and it's going to take you 3 years to get in. It's that simple, you know? And the details, I only can work out if I have the authority of the President of the United States. That's why everyone who's sick of this border crap should be taking the trouble to write in my name on Election Day and screw these Democrats and Republicans, traitorous criminal organizations that don't give a damn about the common people. They just want to pass laws where they can get a kickback. And we know that's how it works, and they can't prove otherwise. So, but it's going to take effort. Everybody has to contribute to make this a reality. I can't be the president unless people elect me. But I'm ready to do what needs to be done, and I'm ready to straighten everybody out, and we'll all be one happy family again, and we'll cut out all the crap, and we'll all get along easily with the power of suggestion, you know? But I don't have access to suggest anything to anybody. Well, so much for that. Hey, do you know it was on Thursday at 3:20 p.m. on the East Coast here, it was the summer solstice. In case you don't know what that's about, it's the longest day of the year. So now the days are going to start getting shorter. Even though we're just slipping into the beginning of summer, the days actually start getting shorter every day. How many people really know that? Is that being taught in school? You know? I remember when I was going to school, they taught about the change of the seasons. They never mentioned the word solstice, though. You know, I guess they didn't want us to get too smart. So that's an important event, astrological event, because it's in relation to the orbits of the planets around the sun. And now we're starting, every day will be a little shorter than the day before. But the heat is going to be rising up. Yeah. I heard a lot of people died at the Hajj where they all run to Mecca, you know, like that was the capital of the world or something. Well, you believe what you want to believe, but I found out there was a lot of tourist booking for people to go to the Hajj, because there's a certain religion that says you have to try to get there once in your life. These people spend fortunes to get there, and if they went with their own travel agency company, they got there and there was nothing waiting for them. And they're out there in the hot sun, no food, drink, or water, and some of them spend all their money just to get there because they believe that's important. So a lot of people have been dying over there with the extreme heat, and there's been extreme heat everywhere. East Coast here, we're in this little hot spell right now, and I don't know in case you've noticed, I can tell the difference. The sun is actually hotter. Regardless of the temperature, the sun is hotter. You can feel it if you're a person that's in tune to your feelings. Yeah? And that's no surprise because we're moving forward to a point in time where the many amazing things are going to happen. The event is going to happen. I've identified it before. It was actually identified not as the event, but the future having a quantum recrystallization of all matter on Earth. And it'll be monitored by those who are the faster moving vibrations of the other dimensions, however you want to look at it. Of course, the higher dimensions, they're all moving faster. The higher you go, the faster that it moves. Light moves at different speeds and different dimensions. That's right. Don't, you know, they teach people here on Earth, that, and I'm from Earth, that nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Well, that is on speed of light on planet Earth at 186,000 miles per second. You ever take a little there? But in other dimensions, speed of light is faster. In fact, it's a known fact that your thoughts travel at faster than the speed of light. I think it's 41 to the 10 to the 41st power. You know, that's the number 10 with 41 zeros. There isn't even a name for a number that big. But per second, that's which is basically instantaneous. That's how fast your thoughts travel. And of course, your thoughts are not self-contained just inside your head. They go outside your head. They go into the universe and work with the, connect with the bigger picture. Why weren't you taught that in school? You know? I think we're all capable of writing 10 with 41 zeros above it. And how many people listening to this now didn't know that? Probably most of you do, but you know, when you're searching for truth, you find these things. And hey, I'm a truth searcher, and I've done my share of sharing truth with the world. I've had this show for 7 years now. It used to be on after midnight, but now I'm at an earlier time slot. Maybe some new people will hear different things. And it was just about 7 years ago I put my book out there, which was called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. And it's out there still. You can Google it, Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. You know, it's the kind of book most people like, really. More pictures, less writing. Only 100 pages of text, 75, 80 pictures of photographs of what goes on at night, what moves about at night. Yeah, that some of the things you can see and some of the things only the camera will see. But the proof is there, and these are 35-millimeter photographs and enlargements of those photographs, for which I have the negatives, which proves they haven't been altered. You know, you see something now on TV, just seeing it is no longer believing. there's a video picture out there on TV. Forget it. Take the pixels out they don't want, put new pixels in, and they can replace what they want, and they don't, there's no trace that it was messed with. So seeing is no longer believing. Did they explain that to you when the U.S. government mandated that all signals be turned into digital? No more analog. See, with an analog signal, if somebody altered the picture, you'd have a telltale sign there. That's why they switched to digital. They gave you some malarkey about, yeah, it does give you a clearer picture, but it's not necessarily a real picture. They can take anything on your TV screen and change it to look differently, and you will not be able to prove they did anything with it. It's sick. They can do that with the news, too, and we know they lie about the news. Well, if it's coming to time in the near future, well, they're going to be faking pictures big time using the decimal technology there, the pixels. And they will be lying to you like they always do and saying, look, here's the Russians crossing the border into the Ukraine, whether they did or not, who knows, but the digital picture on the TV will not be proof of anything. And like I said, your crooked government allowed this to happen. Now, there's one thing that would be beneficial to all people, that I would put forth the motion as president that we need to bring back the analog signal. I mean, it actually has some advantages. You know, digital can give you a clearer picture, but you got to be nearer a transmitter. An analog signal goes farther, and so you can get more reliable signal at a far distance. Can't get a reliable signal at a far distance with digital. Didn't tell you that either, you know? Sure, the picture's clear, but you have to be within certain realms of the antenna systems. And who's talking about the Wi-Fi? The Wi-Fi is still cooking, people. You know, they tricked you into putting the Wi-Fi machine in your house and it broadcasts through your whole house dangerous frequencies. So your home is making you sick now by being at home, you know? I mean, unless you're really smart enough to put it in the corner and stay away, at least 6 feet away. And, of course, to know how dangerous it is, you need to get yourself an RF detection meter, radio frequency thing. It'll tell you right away. Tell you how dangerous your new cell phones are, too. And government should be telling people those things. You should be learning, your children should be learning that stuff in school, but they're not. You know, your poor kids are subjected to so much 5G when they're in school. You know, everybody's got a cell phone. They broadcast Wi-Fi in every school classroom up in the ceiling. Your kids are being exposed to a lot of unnecessary 5G, and I guess if you're sitting in the wrong seat with the machine that's right above you, you're getting a real dangerous level of Wi-Fi. And who's looking into this? Who's taking care of that? Nobody, you know? Not to mention government is still on the censorship ban, still allowing nonsense to be taught in schools like children are being coaxed to decide what gender they want to be, never mind what they're anatomically born as. And you don't have to tell your parents. Boy, that isn't the government, sleight of hand by the government trying to slip in and get people to do things behind the back of the parents. How dare they? This crap is going on, you know? People need to get involved with government, you know? Because government can't be trusted. Politicians can't be trusted, you know? And that's why on election day, the name is Tom Edison. I'm a writing candidate. Tell all your friends, visit my site first, and tell all your friends that I'm speaking the truth and I have the solutions. I'm telling you what I can do right on my site there, you know? Meanwhile, the great President Trump, oh, yeah, but the waiters and waitresses, I'm going to put forth the motion that they, and he didn't do it yet. He's just talking about doing it, you know, things I can do. Hey, you know, I figured out decades ago how to set up floodproof areas Doesn't matter if it rains 40 days and 40 nights, the area will remain floodproof when you set the situation up correctly. I'll personally get, see, I can't do that now because I've tried to communicate to states, counties, whatever. They don't even return the call. You know, they can't make a kickback money on whatever I'm offering. They don't want to hear about it, you know, or they tell me something stupid. Army Corps of Engineers here. The Army Corps of Engineers really knew what they were doing. There would be no flood problems, but they don't. They have a limited scope of things they can do, and they have limited thinking. I mean, first of all, they're brainwashed. Come out of the Army Fund. Army is a brainwashing institution. Yeah, sure, we need them, and they are helpful in certain situations, but no, they are not the experts on collecting cold people thinking like me are. And I don't have to make a promise about that. I just go do it, but I won't have access to do it unless I have the authority that goes with you and the President of the United States. How many people have suffered from flooding, and it continues, and there isn't one smart person out there to figure out the riddle for total flood control? It's really common sense, but people have lost the ability to think, or they've trusted in government. Oh, my God, there's a problem right there. Government has no solutions to anything, you know? They just don't. They're like brain dead, you know? All I think about, all the people who get elected to office, all I think about is what can I pretend to be doing for the people and promote it in a way that I'll get a kickback and bribe money. And that's all they're interested in doing, you know? Just like this nonsense with the 30, whatever, billion or 60 billion, I've lost track of it, money to the Ukraine in the form of weapons and stuff like that. Yeah, it's great business for the weapons manufacturers, but the rest of us, taxpayers are paying for this. Weapons companies are not even paying for it. Taxpayers are paying for this. What's it doing for us? Nothing. You know? What's the Ukraine doing for America? Nothing. They're sucking our money dry. That's what they're doing. And your government is allowing them to do it because it's all involved with kickback money and money laundering. And Ukraine is the capital of money laundering for the Western world. Yes, they are. That's why all of Europe wants to back them up. And the nerve of them. Do you realize how stupid you people are allowing your government to get away with this? You know? They're using your hard-earned taxpayer dollars that you had to give to your government, they're using that money to supply the weapons to a stinking Ukraine, crooked, criminal organization government. And they get kickback that money out of your tax money, too. They get kickback money for doing that, for helping the Ukraine. And the weapons manufacturers get to manufacture more weapons and pays for the weapons. Again, taxpayers, what are you getting out of this? Nothing. You're getting nothing out of this, and you're participating in. And that's why the people have to take control of the government. You know? And this is the last presidential election coming up. Don't ask me how I know it. I know it because I'm following all the things going on behind the scenes. And behind the scenes is things that you never get to hear about on the news. Never. You never get to hear about it. And you won't get to hear about it until it finally happens. Once the events happen, you know, our world is going to, we're going to meet face to face with the galactic races of the universe. They are coming to our world. That's it. And it's not up for debate. It's a done deal already. It's just a question of what day are they actually showing up. And that's still up for grabs, too, because the situations are playing themselves out. You know? There's still a lot of, not a lot, most of it's been removed. Most of the illegal, the evil enterprises have been removed from our planet by our galactic friends working behind the scenes. Yeah, you need to hear about this because this is the future of our world. And we need to have some control of our government because unfortunately these galactic people that are fighting our battles for us ridding our world of evil, and we'll do the final roundup of evil, because we're incapable of doing it, because we've all sold that to the dollar or gold or whatever currency. And unfortunately, we need to, this is why we need to have control of our government, because they're going to meet with our governments, and all the governments in the world are crooks. So that's not going to help us, the people, again. It's just going to be a hindrance, you know, because these people don't know how to be helpful to us, these politicians. All they know how to do is help themselves. And it's important to have some representation of the real human race, a good, loving, caring people, which we actually outnumber the bad guys, but we've given away our authority. You know, one little bit of authority you have is on election day, you can vote for whom you think is a good person. And if you haven't woken up yet to understand the Democrats and the Republicans are crooked criminal organizations, and any candidate they put forth has to be obligated to keep the status quo, the two-party control system, and you can bet no matter how much Trump bullshits you about what he's going to do, you know, he is not going to know how to just avoid playing along with the Republican Party. And the Republican Party is almost as bad as the Democrat Party. You know, it's like professional wrestling, you know. There was a time when the Republican Party was the worst and the Democrats were the best. Now it's the other way around. Now the Democrats are the worst. It's like just like professional wrestling. They switch the roles and they got you in the pants. They're rooting for your thing. And they do it just like they do on professional wrestling. The guy comes out with the microphone. Yeah, Biden, I'm going to beat your ass. You're no good so-and-so. And then Biden sends his guy with the dark sunglasses in, and they hit him in the back, hit Trump in the back of the head with a chair, and then they get thrown into the ring, and then they fake the whole event that's been planned out and trick you into voting for one or the other. Elites. They're both elites, you know? There should be a law on that. People that are too wealthy, if you have over $100 million, you know, you can have a few million. But if you have over $100 million, if you're valued more than that, no, you can't run for political office. That's going to be at $10 million. That's where it is. If you have over $10 million, no, you cannot run for political office. I have nothing. I'm a poor person. I've lived amongst poor people all my life. I know what the real street situations are, you know? And forget it. These two guys running out, they don't know what the real street situations are. As close as Biden knows is his son hanging out with crack whores and becoming addicted to crack. And that, even though he got him cushy jobs in the Ukraine, $500,000 a year for doing nothing as a fake position of authority as a president of a corporation in Ukraine. It's $500,000 a year for doing nothing. You know, is that right? And it's unbelievable. Why would anyone in their right mind want to vote for people that are so filthy rich already and up to their necks in criminality with all kinds of scams and schemes and living with the silver spoon from the day they were born to throughout their life like Trump does? He doesn't know anything about the common people, and he doesn't really have any solutions yet, build the wall. Well, any moron could have came up with that idea, okay, but it's already been proven it doesn't work. It works to a minor degree. So if you want all of the problems solved, there's only one choice, and that's me, Tom Edison, as a Reagan candidate. It doesn't cost me any money to do this, but I have to convince the people, and I need people to spread the word. Go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Same website I had the last election. Nobody paid any attention, but maybe you'll wake up this time, because this is your last chance to vote for a real, live, candidate, a real common man person running for the presidency who has solutions. This is your last chance, I'm telling you. There will not be another U.S. presidential election the way it's run now. This is the last one, because when the extraterrestrials land on this world, the legal system is going to change to the Galactic Codex, and any forms of government will be done differently. They're going to, they agree that our Constitution, the real Constitution, the original one that has been trampled underfoot, will be a good starting point for setting up the new government in the new America, the new Earth. So you're living in the right country if you're in America, but we the people need to take command. The Constitution gave us the right to have control. And the states, where is your, the state's supposed to have an army, not a National Guard, should be state National Guards. You know, the states need to have their own military. That's where the right to bear arms comes in. You know, everyone is supposed to have arms, and we all participate for a certain amount of time in the state, at serving in the state National Guard. And we need to start talking about that, you know? This National Guard at the federal level, that's not what it's supposed to be. That's empowering the federal government too much. I'm not saying they shouldn't have them, but the states need to have their own. And that's, they need help. That's where they go to, their own National Guard. They don't call on the federal government, because as soon as you get the federal government involved, they try to run roughshod over you, you know? And nobody likes that. And they're crooks, too. And they're no good at doing things. Federal government's the worst government going. State governments are almost as bad. Oh, man. Everybody needs to wake up. We need to start talking about this stuff every day. Hey, do you know, let me just run you down names that you should be knowing. Because these are the beings from other worlds that are going to be coming here. Arcturians, Sirians, Pleiadians, Lyrans, Orions, Aldebarans. Sounds like a vocal group, the Aldebarans at the Super Bowl. Well, they're setting up bases on the ocean floor. They've been doing that for months now. Do you know about that? Why don't you know about that? They're going to be involved in bringing on the event. The quantum crystallization of all living matter. We're getting new bodies, you know, silicon-based, diamond crystalline, instead of flesh and blood. We've all seen the flesh and blood bodies, you know. They're not that powerful. They wear out fast. And there's so many things going on now. Do you realize when you're sleeping, there are extraterrestrials out there with the higher technology on motherships somewhere in our solar system that are working on individuals to reactivate your dormant DNA. You know, the stuff we were told as children, the junk DNA. No, not DNA is not junk. It's very important, and it was wrongfully shut off by evil negative races from other worlds to make it for us easy to control and keep us not in touch with the bigger universe. You know, they've lessened our spiritual connections, but we're going to get them all back. And some of us are getting them back already, and individuals are being worked on while we sleep. And you want to be worked on? Well, you need to communicate with the universe. Everyone has telepathy. When you go to sleep at night, you just need to think. I heard about the Pleiadians activating my DNA. I'd like them to do that to me while I'm sleeping. You don't even have to speak it. You just think it. And the message will get out there. And they have other things that have been set up I've talked about it before. There's Command 771. You say it three times, and a task force will be put together for you individual. How about that? And we need these little bits of help because we're not going to get the med beds until after the event. They're being used now in small numbers on the children who are being rescued from the underground bases. You know, I came across the information about how many kids are abducted, and they got numbers for each country, 100,000 here, 50,000 here. In the United States, I think it was 430,000 people last year got abducted. Children in the U.S. Like, huh? What's going on? This should be major news. But there's so many leaks involved in this and child traffickers that they have all the money in the world to bribe everyone to keep silent on this. You know? Is President Trump, you know, talking about he's going to take care of this? I certainly could address the issue if I had the authority of being the President of the United States. You know? And there's children suffering on an underground basis. There's an ongoing liberation project going on behind the scenes. But there's so many of them in captivity that it's taking a long time to do this. But it's being worked on, but not fast enough. You know, instead of tossing $60 billion to the Ukraine so they can go out and kill more and their own people get killed in the process, we could devote that money if we clean this whole racketeering child abduction thing up in a very short period of time, which would make a lot more sense now, wouldn't it? But in order for that to happen, you have to have some influence over your politicians and Congress. And as the President of the United States, I would have a significant amount of influence. You want to stop the logjam in Congress? Well, how come Trump isn't claiming he can do it? He doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of doing that because he doesn't have the brain power to figure it out. I can do it. From day one, I can start doing that. It'll be a bit by bit. Then it won't happen overnight, but day one, we'll start the process. And we'll end the logjam in Congress. There's certain few things can be done that'll end it. We have a caller here. Whom am I speaking to?
Hello, this is Eva.
Hello? Eva.
This is Eva.
Eva, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
What's
very
on
well.
Your mind? What's on your mind?
Thank you. Not much, really. I was calling because you mentioned how many kids miss in a year, and you said 400,000-something. And then you were wondering.
Yeah, 430,000 in the U.S. alone.
Yeah, that's crazy. And that's just the kids, let alone the other
folks. Child abductions or missing, whatever you want to label it.
Yeah, and not being seen or heard from again. Yes, and they're not being seen or heard from again.
The fact is that this has been going on for a long time, and, you know, there are no politicians really talking about it, you know?
Why well, we all know why. We all know why.
Yeah, right. We know why. Right. You know because they're probably getting paid money not to talk about it. You know?
Did you know that the FBI
is tied to the adrenochrome, it's tied to slave labor, you name it.
Yeah.
All bad things.
Of course it is. Yes, yes, it is. Yes, that's a fact. The FBI doesn't even keep track, by the way, just so you know. They do not have a missing persons list at all, and they don't keep track. They don't look for them. This is a fact. This is a simple fact, and we all know how uncorrupt they are. Well, that was sarcastic.
Yeah, right. Just in case you didn't know, go watch some reruns of The X-Files.
Right. Huh.
And they hit on how corrupt the government is and the FBI, you know.
Yeah, and you know, this is all and a lot of Thoth or whoever, you know, the Lucifer, whatever being is in charge of all this crap. I don't know who, but
I think there's more than one.
I think you're right. That's a fact. Yeah. I think that they are, there is a requirement that they reveal everything. We all know that, right? That there is that requirement to reveal everything. And if we don't get it, we don't get it. You know, we just get to remember.
And that's their defense. And then they say, hey, we told you so.
Right. Yes. And, that,
and nobody
yeah,
did anything. You know, we told you, but you didn't do anything. So we thought it was okay, you know?
Yeah, and so therefore you've already set precedence. Yeah, we've already blown it. They yes, that's it right there. You got that right. Absolutely. So you were talking about being president, and you've been talking about that for a couple of years, for a few years. Actually, you did in 2020, right? But this year you're dead serious.
Yeah, I ran the last election too. I mean, basically, without any publicity, without any help from anyone, basically nobody
right.
that really knew I was running. And it's difficult when you're you know, you're doing it as a write-in candidate and you don't have any big backers.
Right. It's going to be tough to find any big backers in such a world, because you know that it's all about the money, and you know, as you well know, they're all billionaires that run. And well, because it's, you know, they're the elite. Everybody with big money. You can't get. There is a certain point that you cannot get past if you are not somehow brought into the elite through corruption or what have you. I mean, you know, compromising. Mm-hmm. There is a point you cannot get past. So you will stay.
That's why I'm doing this writing candidate thing, because the Constitution empowers me to do this, and I don't have to jump through anybody's hoops to do it.
And the Constitution does allow for you to do this, and the only thing you can rely on is the American people, the truly awake American people. That's the old, because
I know, unfortunately, most people are just too damn lazy.
They're not going to let you be run. They're not going to let you be heard. They're just not going to let you be heard. Just like everybody else.
The best I can do is on this radio show here. I'm looking to do a beer commercial, though. I got to find the company willing to work with me.
I think if we just keep talking, if everybody just keeps talking, walking and talking, doing, you can make a dent somehow.
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah, well, I mean, pass around. I'm thinking of going on people who have the video shows to see if they're willing to interview me. You know.
Yeah,
the ones on the internet
how to rally
and stuff like that. But my biggest hope right now, if you know anybody who have any connections with beer companies, I'll help them sell beer via my presidential run, you know? Like, I'm running
good
for
idea.
President,
so anyone
and
out there,
I promote this beer.
Anyone out there that knows someone in the beer industry, please consider this, because yes, we all love Trump, yes, and all that, and we all know Biden sucks. I mean, this is just like, everybody knows this, but they are still elite. Sorry, Trump. I love you, but you know what? The facts are the facts. You are among the elite, and that's the only reason why your voice, even though they're attacking him, that's the only reason why his voice has been heard. Maybe he's been able to pay his way, I don't know. But there is a line that no one passes. No matter how wealthy they are.
And I said, that's why I'm doing this as a writing candidate, to come out of nowhere, you know. And if I can just inspire enough people to write my name. And why do you want to write for these other people that have created all the problems? You know, from the start of the 1871 U.S. corporation till now, it's been the Democrat and Republican parties. They've brought all the dilemmas on us. They brought the Federal Reserve. They brought the IRS and the CIA. It all came from Democrats and Republicans. So why do you want to go out and vote for these crooks?
Yeah, both of them. They're both in. They've been one from the beginning. They've never been a separate party ever. They've been one from the beginning.
I mean, originally it was called the Democratic Republican Party.
Yeah.
That was the original name before the Civil War, and the opposition was the Whig Party. And then after the Civil War, they split up. It was going to be Democrats and Republicans, and the two-party system has ruled ever since. You know?
Well, yeah, because it suits them. It works. And sorry, and they control the people. It's and it, yeah, there's this is a this is perfect though, Tom. This is
yeah. I was just looking today on the internet because I'm on Twitter. And mm-hmm. you run across a lot of things there, and there were the comments were made. There's six corporations that control all the media in the whole world.
Six. Well, yeah, well, yeah, everybody knows that. Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah, there is.
There's about a half a dozen elite corporations, world families that control the whole world. The rest of it,
right? Oh, well, and then those six companies that run all the media. They, all the board members, you know how the board, they've got to have their board. All the board members are just, are mixed up. I mean, they run each other. They're all pretty much the same board members, but in different groups. They're kind of ones here that, like, one will be in three and then another in six. You know, they're all the same board members, too. Might as well throw that
out. Oh, yeah, and then there's families like Bloomberg and, of course, the, you know.
Yeah, the Bloomberg, Warburg,
and all those European
well, of course,
families
just
over there.
Rothschild and the Phoenicians. Yeah, yeah. There's, from what I understand, just recently I've read something about that there's like only three people that ultimately run the whole show. I don't know who they are, and none of us will. I'm pretty sure they're pretty much words, name unspoken. You know, I don't know who they are, but I'm sure it's somebody really nice.
Yeah, but so that's some of the stuff, just some reminders were out there that's going on, and my only hope is that I can convince enough people to stop the status quo and write somebody's name in my name, and then we'll find out whether the electoral voters will do their duty by approving the will of the people, or are they all going to turn traitors on us, you know? What would they actually do? If I want a popular vote in every state, wouldn't they have to give me their electoral votes?
I think they,
technically, they're supposed to do that.
I'm thinking that that would be the case. That should be the case. I mean, there's a big what to do about the electoral voters here. That they've been caught giving the electoral votes to their buddies and all their friends. See, qualified. I am an elector. I am an elector. I qualify to be an elector. Yet the Secretary of State doesn't even respond to that request for him to.
So that's how they keep you out.
Yeah, they're trying to keep me out. Yeah, they're trying to keep me out, and which is
Because anyhow, I'd like to really put that to the test, and we'll see who's going to listen to the will of the people, and who's going to renege on their responsibilities just because they're getting changed.
I got the Secretary of the State of the State of Arizona. I got the Secretary of State of the State of Arizona. I got his loyalty oath of office. Oh, okay. I'm going to go.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah. And,
you're welcome. All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks for your commentary. We got to kind of wrap this up. Well, there you go, people. You can apply to be an electoral voter yourself, but you have to get a response from the statement that they don't want you. I guess they just don't respond to you. What are you going to do? To lead a horse to water,
well,
but you can't force them to drink.
Sue them. All right, bye.
And so we're getting ready to end the show. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, visit the radio schedule, Station 1, on Connect the Dots, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. And tell your friends about me, and let's get some kind of movement going up here where we the people are going to decide what's going to happen in the 2024 election. Now we got to end the show. I'm going to do the countdown. You could listen to my anthem. I got to be somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We'll be right back.
don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I